that's what's really coming up. It's just like a whole bunch of happiness, and I know that I'll feel good once I eat it.
So does that remind you of a particular time that you felt really happy?
Well, and I feel like it's reminding me of Christmas. I feel like it's reminding me of Christmas with my grandma when I was younger. It's actually getting me kind of emotional because I never really ever thought about it before.
Okay. And what about the mint that you've brought for fashion?
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I never realized it. Those are Andy's mints, and they remind me of my grandma.
Bless you, sorry.
Never realized it.
Welcome back to another episode of Slimming Stories Around the World. You're listening to Claire Oldham West. I'm your host today, and I'm really looking forward to giving an insight into today's episode. And as I'm recording this introduction to the episode, I'm looking outside my window. You know, spring is here. It's really fresh, really bright. It's just one of those days that you just want to go out, get a nice walk. It's all fresh. It feels lovely. And it feels that we're on the edge of that new beginning. As we see those shoots blooming up, we see those daffodils. I've got tulips in my garden that I'm waiting to see. And it feels quite nice. It feels, I don't know, like we're getting out of that winter. And it feels that we're ready for that new possibility. I also know that, you know, Easter is just around the corner. It's within touching distance. It's a few weeks away. And one of the things that I hear a lot in my weight loss group that I attend, which is Slimming World, that, you know, Easter is on the horizon, and all those Easter eggs, I think already people are buying those Easter eggs in. They're in the shops, they're in the stores. And can you resist that food? And is that food going to really sabotage your weight loss? When I was in group this week, we was talking about Mother's Day, and the consultant was talking about how her family had brought her wine, they'd brought her chocolates and Ferrero Rocher and all those things that when you really focus and you're wanting to have a great week on plan, they can really jeopardise our weight loss, especially if you're one of those people that just can't have one and put the rest of the way. You might love savoury food, and you know, chocolate for you might be that food that you just have no issue around. It might be something that doesn't bother you. You can take it, you can leave it. But I do know that for many people, chocolate is that food that just brings up those cravings and that can sabotage our weight loss goals. So in today's episode, you're going to hear from a lady called Heather. Now, I actually did this recording about, I think it was about 2 years ago. And Heather's from the US, and she talks about how she just can't resist that Reese cup and also Andy's mints. I've not eaten those in the UK, but for her, Andy's mints and Reese cups are those foods that can often sabotage a healthy intention. So I want you to really listen to this episode with an open mind. You know, you may have never tried or experienced hypnosis. You may have heard about it, you know, Paul McKenna talking about food cravings, and you may have an insight to it already. Wherever you're at in terms of your hypnosis journey, whether you're brand new or whether you're just curious, I want you to listen to this podcast episode, and it's quite a short episode. However, if you go onto my YouTube channel, you'll see this full session with Heather. So you'll see me taking into hypnosis for the very, very first time and having that experience of wanting that Reese cup, those Andy's mints at the beginning of the session, and at the end of the session, she's got no desire for it. And you'll see that session playing out. Now, I think one thing that's also interesting with Heather is that she's really into mindfulness. She's really into her yoga. And you'll hear her talking about her experience within yoga and comparing her experience with yoga to hypnosis. Because obviously hypnosis for her was her first experience. And we talk about that deep state of feeling that sense of ease and calm in your mind. And how it does compare to yoga. So I think that's interesting as well for this episode. So I hope this episode finds you well wherever you are. And if you're kind of worried that, you know, Easter is going to be upon us, maybe you've got kids, grandkids, maybe you work in a school and you know that you're going to be surrounded by those treat foods. And if you're wondering how the hell you're going to get through it, you know, you might be worried about how you're going to be able to resist it. Are you going to be able to walk into that staff room or in that office and resist and say no to those foods? And you might already have a plan for that. Maybe you've decided to go out for lunch when people are surrounded by those foods. Or maybe you've decided that you're going to bring that chopped up fruit and you're going to resist, and you're going to have that patter of what you're going to say to those people that are around you in terms of, no thank you, but no thanks. Or maybe you're somebody that you know deep down inside, you've just not got it in you to resist. And as I've said before on the podcast, I've not eaten chocolates since November of 2021. So if you're curious, you know, just get in touch. You'll find links in my show notes. But I want to introduce Heather to today's episode. So take a listen. If you've got any questions about this, please get in touch. And one thing that always surprises me with people that are brand new to hypnosis, brand new to this experience, is how they see that food that they once craved on the other side of hypnosis. So when I bring them out, how they now see that food, or how their sensations around that food has changed. And often they start to smell that food in a different way. Some people can't smell the food. Some people smell the food, but it smells disgusting. And some people have a different association to that smell. So for example, those Andes mints, rather than smelling like that wonderful Andes mints that Heather once remembered, when she smells it, she now is faced with that smell of toothpaste. So everyone is a surprise to me, and it's really interesting. I love everyone's experience and seeing how they have no desire to eat that food that they once craved. So here's introducing Heather to her episode of Slimming Stories.
Thank you so much, Heather, for joining me today. I'm really, really excited to get started. I understand that you've never experienced hypnosis before.
No, I haven't. This is my first time, and I'm very, very excited. So thank you for helping me out with this.
Welcome. And which foods would you say sabotage your good intentions for being healthy?
It's definitely sugar. I want to say anything with sugar, but definitely like Reese cups, you know, Andes mints, you know, anything that's really like grab and go sugar, chocolate.
So if you just want to unpeel that Reese cup.
Okay.
And what you want to do, as you take that in your hands, I just want you to describe what this says to you, this, you know, how does it feel when you unwrap that and when you're looking at that?
Honestly, it makes me really, really happy. Like, I feel like it's a good time. I love the experience of it because I know that it brings me joy, and I can actually smell it right now too. And it's like, yes, that's what's really coming up. It's just like a whole bunch of happiness. And I know that I'll feel good once I eat it.
So does that remind you of a particular time that you felt really happy?
Well, and I feel like it's reminding me of Christmas. I feel like it's reminding me of Christmas with my grandma when I was younger. It's actually getting me kind of emotional because I never really ever thought about it before.
Okay. And what about the mint that you've bought for fashion?
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I never realized it. Those are Andes mints, and they remind me of my grandma.
Oh, bless you. Sorry.
I never realized it. Yet, and I'm already having breakthroughs just by you asking me questions about it. So yeah, I didn't realize both these had a connection to my grandma.
Well, that are they both things that you would have around Christmas time? Is it like around a celebration? Right. Okay.
Yes. Definitely around Christmas, and there are special occasions too. So I feel like that might be another reason why too, is because, you know, my grandma didn't always have Andes mints. They were special occasions, and we didn't always have Reese cups, you know. Like I grew up in the 80s, there wasn't candy bars all around. And if there were, your parents didn't buy them for you, you know? So I feel like it's special occasions. So I never really, you know, put two and two together that, you know, if I have one of these, maybe I'm recreating a special occasion. I don't know.
Who knows? So what I'm going to do is just allow you to relax in a moment. So you can keep your eyes open for now. I'm just going to explain something to you and how hypnosis works. So basically within hypnosis, we connect with the subconscious mind. So you have your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. So your conscious mind will say to you, I'm going to be really healthy. I'm going to, you know, get the vegetables in. I'm going to eat the healthy fruits. I'm going to stay away from those things I can't seem to put down. That is your conscious mind, your logical thinking. Your subconscious mind is connected to all your habits, your behaviors, all those things that have happened in the past. And your subconscious mind doesn't forget. It knows everything that you've done throughout the whole of your life. And basically, everything you've just explained there is quite interesting. So when you are looking for that comfort, when you're looking to feel that real, like warm, snuggly comfort, and thinking about those moments, your memory, your subconscious mind has remembered that when you was eating those foods, that you felt, you know, warm and safe and all those lovely things. So in those moments that you're really struggling and you need a bit of comfort, maybe you've had a stressful day at work, maybe, you know, you've been trying to create something and it's not worked out the way it should have done, your subconscious mind feels it's giving you the best thing by starting these memories, these behaviors, these habits all up, because it knows that this makes you happy. So it remembers those times that you were happy. So within hypnosis, all that we're looking to do is just make contact with your subconscious mind and just to point it in a different direction. That's all we're looking to do. And we're just letting it know that actually, you know, while those memories are finding them fantastic, they need to stay. But actually, they can stay without wanting to crave these foods that sometimes sabotage your healthy intentions, as simple as that. And the thing with the subconscious and the conscious mind is it's a belief that the subconscious is around 88% of the mind, and the logical thinking is around 12%. And that's why there's no competition. You can try really, really, really hard, and then the subconscious will just swoop in and say, no, look, I'm the boss. I'm going to tell you, you know, how it actually is. So that's all we're doing today within hypnosis. We're just having a conversation with subconscious mind, and actually the power changes all within you. I'm just there to facilitate it. The subconscious mind is amazingly powerful, and that is all yours. And that, in fact, is the only job that the subconscious mind has is to actually serve you and your needs.
Wow. So it's so fascinating.
It is. It really is mind-blowing. And, you know, I mean, obviously the food craving technique is fantastic, but the other things that can change within hypnosis, hypnotherapy they really are interesting. And I love it. I'm quite very passionate about what I do, and I'm so glad to have you here today so you can experience this for the first time. So what I'd like you to do is just ask you, Heather, are you happy to go into hypnosis?
Yes.
Fantastic. Eyes open, wide awake, and back in the room.
I didn't want to wake up. Wow, I feel like very, I don't know, surreal right now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to describe it. It's like I know it sounds kind of interesting, but I feel like more whole, if that's possible.
Yeah.
I've been dying to smell this. Can I smell the Reese cup?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even kidding. It does not smell appetizing anymore.
No,
it smells like artificial stuff.
Yeah,
like
probably is.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I know, it probably is. Like it smells like, I don't smell the sweetness. It smells like almost like it's so sweet, like it hurt my tooth. You know, hurt my tooth. You ever bite into something that's so sweet?
Yeah.
So that's really cool, because right now, like it's sitting right here, and I don't really look at it. In the U.S., they have the Reese cups that are like this, and then they have like the off-brand kind that really do not taste good at all, right? Like you don't even want to waste the calories on it. Some people who watch this might actually understand what I'm talking about. It reminds me of one of those right now that is just like kind of gross. It's like, oh, like that's old. It's been sitting there for years. And that's truly what it reminds me of right now.
Wow, fantastic. So can you actually get it anywhere near your mouth?
I don't think I want to.
No.
No, I don't want to eat it. Like at all. Let me see if the Andes works. Wow. Though, let me see if. No, this too. No, it smells like toothpaste.
Very minty. Very minty.
Yes, I'm feeling like so optimistic right now. It's like I really don't want it anymore. And I feel like one of the most profound things that happened too was, as soon as you gave me the note that says that I have the power, and we all heard that, we know that we have the power, but it was almost like giving it to myself and just like reminding myself that I have that power. You know, that was one of the profound things that I feel like really helped me get the level to zero, you know, with the Reese cup. But also remembering, yes, these were memories I had from my grams, and I never realized that before. And as we talked through it and did the session, I'm like, yes, I'm relating her to food so much. My grandma was, like a lot of grandmas, big on food. So those were the happiest times that I would have with her. And usually it's sugar, you know, some kind of sweetness.
Absolutely. And how did the session feel for you? Obviously, you've experienced meditation before. How did this feel for you?
I felt like I was able to go deeper. Mm-hmm. And it felt like I've been in meditation before where it would take me a lot longer, if not possible at all, to feel as heavy or as deep as I have today. The only other meditation experience that I had that was close to this at all was yoga nidra. And that gets you into a really, really deep state of mind. And that's how I felt. I felt like my whole body was just like heavy and I didn't want to move. I was so comfortable.
And how long would it take you to get into that deep state of mind within that technique?
It would have to be over a 20-minute meditation if I even got to feel that way at all.
Yeah.
And you got me there like, we kept saying 600, 700 times deeper. I was falling more and more.
So I'm just going to show you something now. I'm going to show you something. I just want you to close your eyes. I'm just going to take you back into hypnosis. If you happen to go into hypnosis, are you happy to go back in? Thank you. In a moment when I count from 3 to 1, on the count of 1, you'll come through to full waking awareness. 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes and feel brand new. That was a minute.
Wow.
That was a minute. And how did that feel?
Okay, it felt like it was only seconds, number one. And number two, like I feel like I went deeper so much faster. And then it was even harder to open my eyes when you told me to, because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Because it also feels so good to be in that deep state.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really good right now. I feel like I could clean my whole house.
Wow, that's a bonus. That's a bonus for New Year. And I think the great thing is with hypnosis is I've helped, you know, yoga teachers, counselors, Reiki practitioners, and they've all said that they've never felt such a deep state of hypnosis. I've even helped people that have already experienced hypnotherapy that have said that this is different again. And I'm so pleased that you've had success with this. It's really, yeah, it's been an absolute joy. And just take away all of those great sensations with you, and yeah, the fact that you can resist and you can still enjoy that, you know, the food that you want to eat and enjoy it all.
Oh my gosh, yes, it's been phenomenal, truly phenomenal. And I think that all of us always worry if we're going to be able to get into that deep hypnosis, you know, or deep enough to make a lasting change. And even though I felt that at times getting deeper, like my subconscious mind was like, oh, it's not going to happen. I was just concentrating on your voice, you know? And I think that allowed me to go as deep as I did to be able to have like the transformation that honestly, I know I have. Because I can get whiffs of this chocolate sitting here and it doesn't taste good to me anymore. And I'm not lying either. I promise you, it's so crazy. Like I feel whoever watches this has to just try it out for yourself.
Yeah, you see, this is one of the reasons why I've decided to do this, because I've got reviews and, you know, reviews are fantastic. I've got a website and that's wonderful. And I've got a podcast. So I've gone on the podcast and I've started to talk about this too. But the thing is that I know, you know, if I was sat on the other side of that screen, not knowing anything about hypnosis or hypnotherapy, I know that I'd be the one thinking, well, this is a bit of a setup. It looks great for camera, but there's something not quite right there. And that's why I give within my website a free hypnosis download. So people could just experience it for themselves. And I think if people just open their minds and just try it. You know, we're in challenging times, aren't we? We need every resource to be able to switch off, definitely.
Yes. In fact, like, I'm really excited. I need to have another session with you because I'm like, okay, if it works for this, I need to unlock some other things.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, it's been an absolute joy to have you on, Heather. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I still can't really articulate that freedom around food that I now have, because I don't want to eat that chocolate bar. I've got no desire for it. I can smell it. I know it's there. I know I could have it if I wanted to, but it's not like I want it. I just don't want it. Just like Heather, I've got no desire for it. I've no desire for it. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, especially if you're somebody that's in that push-pull and that frustration around that food that you crave, because you know it sabotages you on a constant. You know it sabotages you, but with hypnosis, you can take back control. You can take back control. And I always find it interesting when people say that they can have a couple of bites of chocolate and then they can put it down. And we can look at doing that within hypnosis, but I always find for clients that I help that to actually just quit it altogether. And the only reason why you want that chocolate so, so much is just like Heather, that association that you've got to it, Just think about all those different varieties of food that there are out there around the world, all those different spices, those different tastes. And if you know, growing up, that desire to have a beautifully cooked curry by your mother or your father is something that reminds you of home. It reminds you of those wonderful times of being at home, those family times, those get-togethers. Then for you, it might not be chocolate. It might be a beautiful curry. And your craving might be for curry. And just as some people wouldn't have that desire for curry like they would chocolate, you're not going to have that desire for chocolate if we change that association. And that's all we're doing with an hypnosis. That is all we're doing. And for me, it's allowed me to take back control over the foods that I once craved. And also, we talk about in this episode, sugar. You know, sugar is not a great food to have on constant. And having that different association now for myself with sugar, even buying recently I went to Victoria's Secret, so I went to buy some body spray, and I bought a lip balm, which was like a coconut lip balm. And I put it on my lips and I thought, this tastes so sweet. It's like, it tasted so sickly. I also recently went with my son for Mother's Day, went to ZZ's and we bought a garlic bomb, it's called. And this garlic bomb, it's basically, it looks like a lovely big ball of garlic bread. It's got cheese on the top. And I thought, I'll have that and I'll treat myself to that. Not something that I would go to the shop and buy every day or go in a restaurant and have it and crave it. But I like garlic bread. I thought, I'll have that. It's easy. It looks lovely. And we thought we'd try it. But I think they'd poured some sort of honey on it. So when I went to taste it, that sweet, sweet taste, it was really so sweet. I couldn't eat it. I took one bite and I thought, I can't eat any more of that. So I said to my son, look, you have it, Oliver, you have that. I'm not interested in that. So it's not just chocolate that I've received the help with. It's those really high, intense sugar sensations. And if you're wondering how you're going to stick to plan because of Easter, then please get in touch. Don't struggle. There's no need to struggle. It's just that your mind has attached that association with that wonderful feeling of being surrounded by that chocolate, those Christmas, those birthdays, whatever that thing is, and we can definitely change that for you. So I hope this podcast episode has found you well. I hope you're looking forward to Easter, and there's so much more we can do around the Easter time that isn't just around eating Easter eggs, about feeding our face with that chocolate. We can go out, we can go on those walks, we can still have that family time, that enjoy that connection without associating it with chocolate. So wishing you a great week ahead. Have a wonderful time, whatever you're doing, and take care.